This presentation will commence by introducing the Power Pivot add-in for Excel. I will then explore its capabilities to load and prepare data, and then to create reports using the Power Pivot data. We'll then extend the Power Pivot data by introducing DAX calculations, and then we'll talk about the Power Pivot add-in for SharePoint that supports the sharing and collaboration of your Power Pivot workbooks. The Power Pivot add-in for Excel extends Excel's capabilities to manage compressed storage of and extremely fast querying and reporting from large volumes of related tabular data. Data can be loaded from a variety of data sources, and it leverages familiar Excel features, so the learning curve for those already familiar and working within Excel is reduced. It uses its own expression language known as DAX, Data Analysis Expressions, for sophisticated transformation of the data. And it supports the publication of Power Pivot workbooks to SharePoint. The client requirements for this: you must install the SQL Server Power Pivot Excel add-in on client computers used to work with Power Pivot workbooks. And the prerequisites include Excel 2010, be it 32 or 64-bit editions. The minimum operating system is Windows XP Service Pack 3. And there is the requirement to have the Microsoft .NET Framework 3.5 Service Pack 1 installed. The recommended configuration is to use a 64-bit system and additional RAM, especially when working with extremely large volumes of data. So the topic of loading and preparing data in Power Pivot is where the story begins. We'll introduce the Power Pivot window, which is the interface used to load, explore, relate, and enrich your data, and this is launched from the Power Pivot tab in the Excel ribbon. Note that this tab is only available when the add-in has been installed. It provides wizards and tools to source data from the clipboard using copy and paste, databases and data feeds, and local Excel workbook tables. And then relationships can be defined to allow filtering of data using related columns and for looking up values in related tables within the Power Pivot model. When saved, all Power Pivot data and the metadata that describes your model is embedded within the Excel workbook. Loading data. So data can be loaded into the Power Pivot window by copy-paste, loading from external sources including databases, including all Microsoft database products, reporting services reports, data feeds, and files, like a CSV. And it also supports linking data from the Excel workbook through tables. And data is ultimately loaded into tables in the Power Pivot window. Tables can be renamed, they can be moved, and they can be deleted. And columns within the tables can be renamed, copied, and deleted also. And then relationships can be established between the tables. So what's very interesting about this is that Power Pivot supports the integration of data from different stores and different formats of data, and allows you to relate them into one conceptual model that then can be used for reporting and analytics. So the next topic of creating reports from the Power Pivot data. We start by introducing the Power Pivot field list. So when introducing a pivot table or pivot chart based off your Power Pivot model, the Power Pivot field list then exposes to you a list of tables and columns that can be used to construct the required report. So note that the Power Pivot field list also includes at the very top a search box that allows you to search by name for a table or column. And then what follows beneath the pane of tables and columns is that we have these drop zones, slices vertical and horizontal, report filter, column labels and row labels, and then the values where our measures will reside. So this allows us to define our pivot table and pivot chart reports. It also alerts us to any notifications. If your Power Pivot model has been modified and you're in the Excel workbook, you'll be prompted with an alert that says you need to refresh the field list. And where you introduce columns from different tables that have not been related, it will also prompt you that a relationship is required, and it may assist in creating that relationship for you. So designing pivot table reports, the selection of a numeric field from the Power Pivot field list will automatically add that to the values drop zone. It will use the sum aggregate function to aggregate the values in that field. So all numeric fields are added to the values drop zone, they become measures. And the aggregate function can be modified to use count, min, max, or average. Now the selection of non-numeric fields will add them to the row labels drop zone. However, if your intention is to place them in the other drop zones, you can simply drag them there. So here's an example where we have the region column on the report filter. On the column labels, we have year and quarter, on the row labels we have category, and on the values we have the sales amount. And simply by dragging those columns to those drop zones, we can produce this report here. So note on the column labels, we do have a hierarchy that year 2008 here has been expanded to reveal the quarters of quarter one and quarter two. On the row labels, we see that we have the categories. We're presently filtering on a report filter for Midwest. At the intersection, then, we have the values that represent the sum of sales within that query context. Designing pivot chart reports, well, there are numerous chart types to choose from. The two drop zones that we are familiar with already with pivot table construction change their name and behavior. So column labels becomes legend fields and row labels become axis fields. And so the example we have before us here is almost the same layout. This time we have region on the report filter and category on the legend. The axis fields consist of year and quarter, and at the values we have the sum of sales amount to produce this pivot chart report. Slices are an introduction to Excel 2010, and they provide a more visual approach to filtering. And so when we build pivot charts and pivot tables off our Power Pivot data, we have these two drop zones. We have the slices vertical and slices horizontal for dragging in the columns to produce the slices within the report. So the slices will highlight available members in related slices. So note here, having category and subcategory here on the vertical slices, the selection of the bikes category highlights the available members in the subcategory. Those that are shaded less intensely, while they're relevant selections, it's telling us there's no related data available to report from. This is one of my favorite topics, so creating freeform reports. So beyond pivot tables and pivot charts, we can use the native Excel cube functions to deliver a freeform approach to designing reports. So cube member, cube value, cube set count, and cube ranked member. These can be used against the Power Pivot model, which incidentally is a workbook connection that is named Power Pivot Data. Now the remaining two cube functions that you may well be familiar with, the cube member property and cube KPI member, are not relevant to Power Pivot models. And then we come to formatting reports. So your reports can be further enhanced with native Excel features, including conditional formatting. So let me highlight values that are less than zero. Or let me use some data bars to provide graphical distribution of the values within a certain column. Specific for freeform reports, we can introduce slices, charts, and sparklines. As the example shows here, we have sales by year across the months, we have a grand total, and I've included a sparkline, which is a new feature in Excel 2010, typically used for time trend data to provide a trend. Introducing DAX calculations. So DAX, as already mentioned, stands for Data Analysis Expressions. It has been designed to deliver easy-to-use constructs that allow extending the base Power Pivot model with calculations. And it has been specifically designed to abstract multidimensional concepts and MDX, multidimensional expressions, so that analysts that produce or report from Power Pivot models don't have to learn them. The reality is that while Power Pivot in the Power Pivot window consists of tables and columns and relationships, very much relational constructs, the model that it produces is multidimensional. However, the expression language here deliberately abstracts the user from having to understand multidimensional terminology or concepts. Now, there are two distinctly different types of calculations. We have calculated columns and we have measures. And calculated columns allow you to define new columns in the Power Pivot tables based on DAX expressions, while measures define new fields in the Power Pivot field list, and their calculation is evaluated not row by row, as is the case for a table, but within the context of how they're being queried in a pivot table or pivot chart. So as just mentioned, the Power Pivot model appears relational, yet it really is multidimensional. The function libraries consist of many familiar Excel functions as well as new functions to support relationship navigation, be it many-to-one or one-to-many navigation, aggregation across tables, context filtering, and time intelligence, very important for business intelligence. And unlike MDX, if you have this background, DAX cannot create calculated members on hierarchies, and it cannot implement cell assignments. So DAX functions can be categorized into the following groups. There are about 80 functions that you may already be familiar with in Excel. They are directly available to you in DAX. There are table functions that return tables, and they are used as inputs to other DAX functions because Excel does not natively understand what a Power Pivot table is. So for example, we can produce a filter, we can produce an all that returns all values within a table, or we can return a distinct that provides us the distinct values found within a column. Aggregate functions across columns like sum, count, average, min and max, they have their equivalent to aggregate across table objects. So note the x at the end, the sum x, count ax, average x, and so on. Relationship navigation in the many-to-one direction is supported by the related function and one-to-many direction via the related table function. And then context modification functions, calculate and calculate table. And then there are numerous dozens of time intelligence functions to support doing things like year-to-date calculations and parallel period calculations. So we'll finish off by describing how to define calculated columns. There introduces new columns in the existing Power Pivot tables, and the values for each calculated column are materialized in the Power Pivot model. So some common examples could be, let's produce a single column that concatenates the first and last names, or multiply order quantity by unit price to produce the sales amount. We could also look up values. So if you're familiar with using the VLOOKUP function in Excel, there's a far more efficient way to do that, and that is that we can use the related functions to look up values in related tables. Defining measures, these are created either from the Excel Power Pivot ribbon tab or from the Power Pivot field list. We can right-click a table in the field list and add new measure. They're assigned to the Power Pivot table and can be named differently for the model and the current pivot table. The formula box, as you see here, allows us to introduce a DAX expression. We can check the validity of that formula, and common examples will be aggregating fields or producing ratios over sales over product or year-to-date calculation. The last topic then is to introduce the Power Pivot add-in for SharePoint. This provides centralized storage and management of workbooks created using Power Pivot for Excel, and it uses Excel services to enable browser access to workbooks. It processes workbook data in special server-based instance of analysis services, and it can complement traditional analysis services implementations by supporting the integration of data sources external to the data warehouse or corporate data stores. So working with Power Pivot workbooks in SharePoint, there's a Power Pivot gallery, which is a special library type that we can publish workbooks directly to this gallery, and they provide preview of the content by providing thumbnails. We can configure alternate views and sort orders, and we can create new reports based on the workbooks. Essentially, that's a reporting services report that we connect to the Power Pivot model and report direct from it. Users can configure data refresh at this point, so each data source in a workbook can have a separate schedule. Schedules can be set to run after business hours, and notifications can be sent to designated email accounts in the event of a refresh failure. And then finally, the discussion of the Power Pivot web service allows us to connect to the URL of the workbook to then connect to the Power Pivot model embedded within that workbook. So other Excel analytic requirements, we could use a new Excel workbook and create a dead connection to the other workbook and analyze. We could also create reporting services reports, and using the analysis services data provider, we could connect via URL to the published workbook, and we could go ahead and produce reporting services reports on top of the Power Pivot data. From a management perspective, it's important to note that IT can get involved at this point and understand the resources that are being used to deliver responses based on the Power Pivot workbook. So server health, query response times, workbook usage, and data refresh status, in particular failures, and the time it took to refresh, can all be monitored from an IT perspective. Access to the dashboard is limited to the service application administrators, and usage data is available through a special Power Pivot management data workbook. So essentially it uses its own technology, Power Pivot, to go ahead and collect and store the data and make that available for reporting and analysis. That brings us to the end of this presentation. There are some key resources here, including the Microsoft Power Pivot website, the DAX Information Hub, and the Power Pivot product team blog. Thank you.